Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 22nd edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we begin delving into the nightmare called Auschwitz. Brothers and sisters, the U.S. Declaration of Independence has established that the people's right to pursue happiness supersedes the right of the state to exist. The state serves at our pleasure. We don't serve at its. Once we understand that politics is about consolidating and compelling human energy, then we can see that we're moving to a time beyond politics, beyond the polity, beyond the state. Because the state not just inhibits, but destroys our humanity, and therefore our ability to make happiness our priority. This past week, I was listening to a call-in radio discussion of government surveillance and the Edward Snowden revelations about NSA spying, and a couple of different callers asked, was Snowden patriotic in revealing state secrets? In response, a subsequent listener said, why do we care whether Snowden was patriotic or not? The German people under the Nazis were patriotic. And that's a really important point, and perhaps the best way into our discussion of the state and the question of its legitimacy. The example of Nazi Germany makes it clear that patriotism is not our standard for being healthy humans, which, being healthy humans, I would argue, is about meeting our responsibility to each other and to the earth, irrespective of divisions manufactured by statesmen. Meeting our responsibility by furthering the health of both. And if patriotism isn't the standard by which we judge whether we're meeting this responsibility, what is? From whence the standards by which we withstand the pressure of false authority, false standards? From whence the authentic standards that enable us to stand up to a state and call it by its name, illegitimate, if not the earth? What deserves our eternal allegiance, if not the earth, if not life, if not good fellowship with all our relations and respect for each other's inherent freedom and for our devotion to planting the tools that further it? Another way into this discussion of what legitimates authority is through the lens of destination, of tendency, of what future do we want? As the practices we allow to accrue, build over time, create lasting effects, seemingly independent of human action. De Tocqueville pointed this out while discussing the effect of establishing patterns of accumulation or of impeding such patterns. We'll be looking more closely at his words as we consider the experience of Auschwitz. I will be making the point that the global economy is accomplishing what Auschwitz set out to do in its own mind: identify and milk a so-called best and destroy the rest. Either slowly or quickly, either way, our lives become nullities in terms of self-creation. But this is true of all underclass, even the intentionally privileged ones. Using Tesla's analogy about Edison helps to clarify the comparison. Tesla wrote, if Edison had a needle to find in a haystack, he would proceed at once with the diligence of the bee to examine straw after straw until he found the object of his search. I was a sorry witness to such doings, knowing that a little theory and calculation would have saved him 90% of his labor. Well, Auschwitz is sifting the haystack. The global economy reflects Tesla's method in taking de Tocqueville's advice. His advice essentially to, as we were told ad nauseum in the trades, work smarter, not harder. What does pursue happiness mean if not listen to our bodies, to their longing to be free, to breathe clean, to rest without worry or stress? Because the problem of necessity has been put to rest by the establishment of abundance, not just of food and shelter, but of time, of leisure, of access to our earth-given gifts and to our capacities of leadership. In thinking about Miklos's greatness, his quality of courage that is also supremely graceful, I thought, yes, but we are all great. We just need to know what's up, what we're faced with, in order to decide to use it, our greatness. And we must do this for humanity itself to exist. The state is not more important than us. We have the right to pursue happiness.